I am excited and ecstatic to finally bring you guys the first installment of the Ham and Turkey Quick NFL Quick Bites presented by the Ham and Turkey. This is just a way for me, EJ, to, you know, get out my thoughts about the NFL. When there's only 140 characters on Twitter, you know, I really can't say everything that I would like to say. So this is a weekly segment that I'm trying to get done that will bring you my quick thoughts about, you know, any topic NFL in the NFL that I'm thinking about, you know, at that time. So today we have a good show for you today. I'm going to be talking about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Is there a big difference between the two quarterbacks? There has been much, you know, debate and talk about, you know, how close is Allen to Mahomes. And I kind of think it's the other way around. I kind of think, you know, how close is Mahomes to Allen? If I may say that. But we're going to also discuss Ben Roethlisberger, how this couldn't be his last appearance at Heinz Field, as he has told reporters that he is getting ready to retire. And lastly, we're going to discuss the best Bet 55 app. It is a new betting app that allows you to basically hone your skills as a betting analyst for the NBA, for the NFL, whatever you want to hone your skills are, and ultimately monetize your picks for money. So that's our show for today, and let's get into it. We're back. We're in here. We're getting it going. So, again, as I told you, this is, you know, entitled the NFL Quick Bites Episode 1. Again, this is a way for me to get my thoughts out. Like I said, Twitter always doesn't capture everything that I'm trying to say. And my grammar and my tweets are sometimes very poor. So, I thought this would be a better way for me to get out what I'm saying and be able to, you know, enunciate my words, express my thoughts in a very clear and concise manner, and, you know, talk to you and have some of the people, you know, interact with me and hear some of my takes instead of always seeing my takes on Twitter. So without further ado, let's get into the meat of why I wanted to get on and talk today. So there was a conversation today saying, you know, who are the elite quarterbacks currently in the NFL? And you have, you know, the top two, Brady, Rodgers, those two are on question. Then someone said, hey, you know, Mahomes. And then someone said, after Mahomes, is it Allen? So it raised the question. I said, well, excuse me, are we sure that Allen is not already better than Mahomes? Are we confident that Mahomes is just leaps and bounds better than Josh Allen? So here's my argument. So first off, you have to, you know, go back and recognize how each came to be where they are and how both of their careers have come to fruition thus far. So let's start with Mahomes. Mahomes, you know, was drafted first round. The Chiefs traded up to get him. If you remember, Alex Smith was the starter that was already there. And if you remember when people were talking about Mahomes, they were saying that, you know, he had a lot of potential. You know, people saw it in practice every day. And then I believe either Alex Smith got hurt or they decided not to renew his contract. And then Patrick Mahomes, you know, got in there, played, and he did hit the ground running. He hit the ground running and he had some amazing seasons. He even had a season where, you know, he threw for 5,050. So that's 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Won a Super Bowl in his first 3 years. Had three seasons in a row of 90-plus PFF grading. And I just want to say for all the people out here who aren't used to listening to me speak or not watching a lot of my tweets, I will refer a lot to PFF grades. This is not a PFF podcast. I will reiterate that because they're not cutting me a check for doing this, but I do work for them and I do data collection for them. As a result, they provide you with using their stats for free and all access to all their content for free. So that is why I will be using a lot of their stats, a lot of their grades, a lot of their metrics when I talk about certain stats. So I just want to, you know, put that out there that this is not a PFF podcast. This is just the stats that I have ready access to and that I understand and that I know how to spit back out and regurgitate to the people. So he had three straight seasons of 90 plus PFF grade. And like I said, went to the Super Bowl twice, won once. So he hit the ground running, right? And so you go to Josh Allen. Josh Allen also drafted in the first round by the Buffalo Bills. Didn't start right away, but eventually, you know, got in there and wasn't in the best situation. And when you examine a situation, you know, he had Kelvin Benjamin, Zay Jones, and, you know, Justin Kroon as his best receivers. Didn't have a great O-line. I mean, he had Jordan Mills blocking for him, of all people. And he kind of had to figure it out on the fly, whereas Mahomes was able to sit back and learn by Alex Smith before, you know, actually taking the reins and taking over as the starter of the Kansas City Chiefs. Therefore, he had more time to learn the playbook, not to mention he had a better coach, better talent around him. You had all-pro wide receiver Travis Kelce, all-pro tight end, all-pro wide receiver Tyreek Hill, all-pro tight end Travis Kelce. You had Sammy Watkins. You had a good O-line, one of the best coaches to ever do it. All that stuff matters. That goes into situation, right? So Mahomes was now ascending. He was going up. You know, he was at this crazy, crazy level that he had been playing for so long. And now we get to this year, and he's starting to dissipate a little. So now I'm going back to Josh Allen. So Josh Allen has shown, you know, steady progression, you know, throughout his career. His first year, like I mentioned before, it wasn't that great, and he didn't have the best situation around him. And I don't think that should be glossed over, because we know for a quarterback, you know, situation is everything. Just look at Brady. You know, Brady had a great situation in New England, but once it got bad, he went to a better situation from a talent perspective, and they won a Super Bowl. So situation for a quarterback matters. Coach, playmakers, offensive line, everything around him matters. And Josh Allen did not have that luxury, you know, his first 2 years. So his first year was bad, Josh Allen. His first year was bad. Second year, he got better. And then third year, he had that elite breakout year. And so when I look and I compare both quarterbacks, I'm comparing them from the last 2 years, because I believe, this is how I summed it up, I believe that Mahomes was at a crazy level, and now he's, you know, regressing to his mean, and Josh Allen is ascending, and he's plateauing at his mean. So I believe this is what we will see from both of them throughout the duration of their careers. You know, this level of play, this elite level play. Both players are elite. I just want to get that out there. Both players are elite. Before the season kicked off, I said that Josh Allen was not a top five quarterback, and he was not at that time. He even started the season really shaky and was reaffirmed my beliefs that he was still not a top five quarterback. I said I would take Dak Prescott, you know, over him, because I thought Dak, you know, protected it just a tad bit better. But as I went back and as I began to study and began to go, and look back at what he had done throughout, you know, both their careers, you know, Dak has more turnover worthy plays than Josh Allen does, despite all of Josh Allen's, you know, bad decisions that he's made and bad interceptions that he's thrown. I mean, Dak Prescott still has, you know, a higher turnover worthy play rate than Josh Allen. Also, you know, with what Josh has had to do this year in terms of off script magic, in terms of overcoming the O-line, in terms of having to play without a run game or a consistent run game, I'll say that. You know, I don't see how you could, you know, keep him out of the elite quarterback conversation, because Buffalo would not be in this predicament if it were not for Josh Allen and his off-script magic, in his play, you know, under pressure. And one of the things, now bringing it back to Josh Allen and Mahomes, one of the things that I think is interesting about both quarterbacks is that if you listen to the national media, they would make it seem as if Patrick Mahomes is leaps and bounds better than Josh Allen, has just played, you know, at this insurmountable level that Josh Allen could never reach. But it's really not like that. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have almost identical stats in pretty much every category you look at. If you look at, you know, like I said, I'm going to start with their PFF grades. If you look at their PFF grades in 2020, Josh Allen was at a 90.9. Mahomes was at a 90.1. That's in 2020. Also had their play under pressure. Josh had a 67.1 grade under pressure. Mahomes had a 73.6 grade under pressure. Their adjusted completion percentage under pressure, 63.5 for Josh, 64.9 for Mahomes. Almost identical. Then you got the big time throws. So that is throws of 20 plus yards or more. Josh had 16 in 2020. Mahomes had 19. Turnover worthy plays. Josh had 16. Mahomes had 13. I mean, their numbers really aren't far off, you know. And one of the things that we got to keep in mind is that the talent level between these two, once again, is not that far off. And you got to stop listening to the national media who constantly tells you that Mahomes is infallible, that Mahomes does this, Mahomes does that. Mahomes and Josh Allen, again, as I said at the beginning of this pod, are about as close as it can possibly get. And so now you move to 2020 and you move to, you know, what they both been doing this year, right? So you got Josh Allen, who's at an 85.4 offensive PFF grade. And he got Mahomes at a 77.2 offensive grade. Touchdowns are identical. 34 for Josh, 33 for Mahomes. Yards, almost similar. Josh has 4,048. Mahomes has 4,300. Completion percentage, almost identical. 65.0 for Josh, 66 for Mahomes. You know, adjusted completion percentage, which takes out all the drops. So that's 75 for Josh, 78.7 for Mahomes. All the numbers across the board are almost identical in a two-year span. Why do I bring up only a two-year span? Is because this is probably what we're going to see, we believe, from both quarterbacks for the duration of their careers. We could really be looking at a Mahomes and Josh Allen dominated league for the next 10 to 15 years. That's how long both their contracts are too. You know, so I just kind of wanted to bring to light what I feel the national media doesn't always talk about, and they put Mahomes on a pedestal, and for all intents and purposes, he deserves to be on that pedestal. I am not the biggest Mahomes guy, but he is great, and he is out there executing. He hasn't been doing it as great this year, but you know, his down year is a lot of dudes' best year, right? And then Josh Allen is playing also at an unbelievable level. He's strung together two elite seasons, so you're looking at two elite guys. And I just kind of just wanted to, you know, just highlight that the degrees between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, it is not that large. The gap is not that big, you know. And even if you want to go a step further, you know, Josh has better passing metrics when it comes to throwing in a clean pocket. I believe Josh Allen has a 90 grade, I believe. Hold on, I'm going to get it real quick because it's important. It's important to understand what's going on. So, yes, Josh Allen has a 90.4 PFF grade under pressure, offensive grade under pressure. And Patrick Mahomes has an 87.6 grade under pressure. When kept clean. And then there's 19 big time throws. When kept clean for Josh to 12 big time throws when kept clean from Mahomes. You know, 11 turnover worthy plays for Josh, but you know he's a YOLO guy. You're going to have to take the good with the bad with him. And to six, you know, turnover worthy plays from Mahomes. So there's a lot of similarities in their game. Like I said, they're almost identically similar statistically. But the national media would have you believe that Josh Allen, you know, isn't on his level. And so, like I said, I just wanted to take this segment to highlight, you know, the inconsistencies from the national media to the people that actually watch and do this stuff on a regular basis. Of course, you can get down to the nitty gritty of this, you know, so much more. But I just kind of thought that when I went back and looked at the stats, I thought that was very interesting that their stats in a 2-year span was almost identical. So thank you for listening to this segment. Again, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We're not done yet, though. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go, and we're going to talk about Ben Roethlisberger. We're going to talk about my thoughts about Ben Roethlisberger and his last time at Heinz Field, and I'm going to reflect on, you know, how I feel about Ben Roethlisberger. So we're back again discussing Ben Roethlisberger, how this will be his last appearance in Heinz Field, that he's reportedly now acknowledged publicly that this will be his last time at Heinz Field, and talking about his imminent retirement, which I've been praying to God, for lack of a better phrase, that he finally retires. He has been holding the Pittsburgh Steelers hostage for about 3 to 4 years now. And, you know, when you're a quarterback, an older quarterback especially, you never feel like, you know, you're done. You always feel like you got a little bit more. But it's been evident for the past 2 seasons specifically that he needs to retire. You know, last year he was the 4th worst quarterback graded by PFF out of, like, I believe it was 39 quarterbacks. He was the 3rd worst. Now, he will go down as a Hall of Famer. You know, back in 05 when he was winning his Super Bowls and he was a rookie sensation and all that, you know, he's been a great quarterback for a long time. But you got to know when enough is enough and when it's done. And that's the thing that I hate with these long-tenured quarterbacks who have done it at a high level for so long. They never know when enough is enough. And people talk so bad about Bill Belichick and about how he treated Tom Brady and how that all went. Now, there was a lot of factors that went left, you know, at the end with Deflategate and them going back and forth and all that, and that kind of strained the relationship. But with Ben Roethlisberger, he literally has been playing like trash for the past 2 to 3 seasons. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers to just let this persist, while they have a good roster, mind you, in terms of wide receiving talent, let me be more specific. I don't want anybody getting on here saying that I said the Steelers have a good roster. They have a good roster from a talent perspective at the wide receiver position. They got my guy Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, for whatever that's worth. I do not like Juju at all, but anyway, he's a pro bowler. He's made plays in the league. They got Najee Harris. I mean, their O-line is getting better. It's not good, but it's getting better. I do like Kendrick Green. We don't even need to talk about their defense. TJ Watts, you know, always in the running for defensive player of the year. Cam Hayward, one of the best 3-techs, you know, to do it in the past 5 to 6 years. They got Devin Bush, who, you know, has regressed some, but I still like Devin Bush. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick, probably a top 5 safety in this league. I mean, they have talent across the board, is my point. They have talent across the board on their team. And for Ben Roethlisberger to constantly hold this team back and just deliver trash play after trash play after trash game is just embarrassing for the Steelers organization. I know we don't associate the Steelers organization with losing. They have always been an organization that has preached excellence and that has, you know, exhibited excellence. Coach Tomlin is probably a top 3 or 4 coach in this league. I believe he has not ever had a losing season in his tenure as the Steelers head coach. So they need to seriously go and find a quarterback, trade for a quarterback, do whatever you got to do to utilize this roster full of playmakers. And don't let me forget my man Pat Freiermuth from Penn State. He has been playing great. down the stretch. I'm so pissed because I dropped him in my fantasy league and I didn't stick with him. But Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, has also been playing great too. But going back to my original point, they need to go and find a quarterback. I like Matt Corral from Ole Miss for them. Dwayne Haskins is not the answer. I mean, he shows you how seriously he actually takes being a starting NFL quarterback. He had everything he could possibly want in Washington. I'm not saying the situation was perfect, but they had a team, excuse me, that could contend, and he did not utilize that opportunity. You can talk about how young he is, and he's immature and all this other stuff that people give him excuses for, but he showed that he did not want it. He did not take it seriously. So go out, get another youngster. Like I said, I like Matt Corral. There's been so much talk of Derek Carr becoming available. I would love Derek Carr at Pittsburgh because Derek Carr is a very underrated quarterback. And he can get it done, especially in the deep portions of the field. He's not a top five or top four quarterback in the league, but he is a really good quarterback that you can win playoff games with. I like Derek Carr. Like I said, draft Matt Corral, or even take another shot at Malik Willis, the Liberty quarterback. You know, give him a shot. You know, to try to develop him. And a back burner move that I think would be also good is go out and trade for a guy like Gardner Minshew. I mean, he showed you he can still play for Philly. Yes, you know, he was given the job in Jacksonville and didn't really do much with it. But I would love to see what Gardner Minshew could do with talent, with a good coach, with a pretty decent system. I mean, they mashed the mess out of the short passing game. But, you know, the system is what it is right now. I mean, it's not the worst system I've ever seen. But, you know, I would like to see Gardner Minshew, you know, at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think he should get a shot. But my overall point and what I want to end with is Ben Roethlisberger, I am jumping for joy that he has finally decided to give it up, finally decided to, you know, let another quarterback come in here and try to steer this franchise right. He has done this well by this franchise. He's gotten them two Super Bowls. He will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He has, you know, been at the top of his game when it was him, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, you know, all those guys. He was a dominant quarterback in this league, and I respect him, and I respect what he's done, but it's time to let it go. It's time to be done. It's time for the Pittsburgh Steelers to finally move on and find the next quarterback. You can't ride the wave forever. You know, as New England is saying, you can't ride a great quarterback forever. At some point in time, it's going to come to an end. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it has come to an end. So I appreciate you guys for listening, you know, to my monologue today. I appreciate you guys listening to my thoughts. Again, I'm trying to get these out, you know, every week, just my random NFL thoughts. So this is the NFL Quick Bites presented by the Ham and Turkey Network. Again, I will come at you next week with some different takes, but again, I appreciate you supporting me and keep tuning in.